Career planning.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to section 1 twice and take notes. Section 1.
Well, some people seem to feel that their jobs are often misunderstood by others. Do you think this sort of thing is very common?
Oh, absolutely. Most jobs or professions seem to have an image or a stereotype attached to them, often much to the irritation of the job holders. But there is a serious point to all this too, that maybe young people actually choose their careers under the influence of these false images. And certainly there is evidence that they may even avoid certain careers. Well, on a large scale, as you can imagine, this could cause problems for the economy.
You say there's evidence?
Oh, definitely. There was a survey recently into children's attitudes to different professions.
How was that done, though? Because, after all, children don't know much about the world of work before they get into it.
Well, exactly. What the investigators wanted to get at was their impressions and their prejudices. They used a very simple technique. They gave the children 12 pairs of statements. In each pair, one statement was positive, the other was its opposite.
For example?
Well, for example, such and such a person is likely to be boring or interesting company.
I see. What professions did they ask about?
Did you want the whole list?
Well, why not?
Okay, here it goes. They looked at physicists, lawyers, economists, accountants, sales representatives, estate agents, biologists, and three types of engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical, and civil. The children were asked to say which of the statements was most true about each profession.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Look for the mistakes in the printed interview and correct them according to what you hear from the tape. Section 2.
And the results?
Well, they were rather striking concerning one profession in particular, the poor old engineer. Of all the jobs mentioned, he came out really much worse than you might expect. The vast majority of children, 90% in the case of the mechanical engineers, thought that engineers a dirty job. They also thought the job was of low status and subordinate. That is, the engineer is more likely to take orders than to give them. Oh, and insecure, too. The only other person they thought more likely to actually lose his job was the sales representative. But I must say, there were good points, too. Engineering was seen to be interesting, well-paid work.
Hmm. Not such a rosy picture, really.
No. But it got better when the children were asked about how they imagined the engineer as a person. The majority of the children chose positive comments, except that they thought the engineer was likely to be poorly rather than well-dressed. Of all the mentioned, he came out really much worse than you might expect. The vast majority of children, 80% in the case of the mechanical engineers, oh, and insecure too. The only other person they thought more likely to actually lose his job was the sales representative. But I must say, there were good points too. Engineering is interesting, well-paid work.
Not such a rosy picture, really.
No. But it got better when the children were asked about how they imagined the engineer as a person. The majority of the children chose positive comments, except that they thought the engineer was likely to be poorly rather than well-dressed.
Exercise 3.
Directions. Listen to section 3 twice and fill in the missing information. Section 3.
Well, but the other professions then, what came out favourite, for example?
Oh, the lawyer, without a doubt. He collected by far the greatest number of positive opinions. The sales representative and the estate agent were right at the bottom.
Oh, so the engineers weren't right down there.
Oh, no. Probably the children don't have much of an idea of their real work. I think they went by the titles, really. Since civil engineer came out top, perhaps the suggestion of the name?
Oh, I see. You mean there was a more civilized sort of fellow than the others?
Yes, right. Reasonable sounding, isn't it?
Yes, comfortable, I suppose. And I imagine the mechanical engineer at bottom.
Absolutely right. In fact, 9% of the children associated him with dirty work, as against 76% for the engineer and 68% for the civil.
And the other professions?
Well, after the lawyer came the accountant, then the scientist, the physicist. The economist came just above the engineers.
A rear of the times, that is.
After all, in most other European countries, to be an engineer is to be somebody. And I imagine that this means that many bright children who might really enjoy the profession well in it probably never consider it. Which is a great pity for the country as a whole. We do need good engineers, after all.